Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, and I'm your host, Ariel Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Our Pleiadian lineup, Starseed Quest to Arkansas, is November 17th through the 20th, and we do have two spots available. So if you would like to find out if you have the star markings to qualify, just write to Crystals at starseedhotline.com for more info on this soul family reunion. Our guest tonight is our friend and Starseed Quest alumni, Trin Hatch, who will discuss Jantha's new and groundbreaking advanced expressions of botanical and mineral pharmacology, providing a safe, supportive system of healing that awakens and empowers the master healer within. Rooted deeply in the Tibetan Buddhist spiritual healing science, Sawa Rigpa, and formulated by the revered Tibetan physician and lineage holder with more than 50 years of ethnopharmacology and formulation experience, Amshi Tubten Lekshi is the man's name. Jantha's Tibetan pharmacy offers safe and effective botanical and mineral infusions that awaken our innate healing systems, supporting the healing of mind, body, and spirit into balanced and vibrant health. Synergistic terpenes, described as the life force energy of plants in Tibetan medicine, advance and enhance the healing potential of traditional plant medicine. Trin will talk about the healing heart formula, nurturing a healthy heart and fostering emotional equilibrium and inspiring mind-heart coherence while supporting a happy and healthy heart. The Lai Fu Mo formula is specifically designed for individuals who have been exposed to Lyme, mold, and various exotic fungus infections that may compromise immunity. Weightless Radiance is a meticulously designed formula intended to assist your body in managing and reducing fat composition. It's geared towards boosting metabolism, promoting fat cell breakdown, and facilitating their removal from the body. Rose Gold Diamond Super Mineral Supplement is suspended in Arkansas Crystal Fibonacci Sequenced Mineral Water, empowered with monatomic gold, also called ormus, colloidal gold, Bulgarian rose, and nanodiamond powder that helps to further and deliver the combined life forces of this very special alchemical elixir. You can check out the website at jantha.com, and Jantha is spelled J-A-M-P-H-A. At the top of the show, it's Anastasia's Starseed News, bringing topics of interest and hope that you won't hear elsewhere. And we'd like to thank Kathy, Jada, and Fiona for hosting the switchboard tonight for those who may have a question or comment for Trin. And if you'd like to show your support for our show, please, all you have to do is click follow on our show page. Our main website is starseedhotline.com. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one Zoom session. And remember, if you have a birthday coming up, you're going to get a window of 10 hours of great manifestation power. So you can find out exactly when that happens by requesting your solar return timing. Order that a week or two before your birthday, unless you want a reading of that chart, in that case, about 2 months before your birthday. So first up tonight, I would like to introduce Anastasia and her very uplifting Starseed News.
Well, hello, Ariel. Good evening, everybody. It's great to
hello.
Be with you. I apologize in advance for my hoarseness. The weather has changed, and it has given me a little bit of a cold. So sorry, I'll do my best. Anyway, we've got some interesting stories tonight, a lot about the environment. And I'll start off by a wonderful article about a woman. we put our hats off to someone named Claudia Golden, who has won the Nobel Prize in Economics for her work on women's employment and pay. She is only the third woman to have received the prize and the first not to share it with a male colleague. Her research was praised for uncovering drivers behind the gender pay gap. Golden is an American economic historian and labor economist who is currently the Henry Lee Professor of Economics at Harvard University. Bravo, good job. Won a Nobel Prize in Economics, a woman. That's incredible. Well, it's really good news about beavers. The first beavers, born in 500 years, have made a triumphant comeback, obviously. They've been born in Sussex in England for the first time in a half a millennium, 500 years. These young beavers, known as kits, were welcomed into the world at an estate near Horsham as part of a wilding project. Now, beavers were once part of the British landscape, but became extinct in the 16th century due to overhunting. Can imagine 16th century, in the 1500s, beavers became extinct. Wow. Well, now they are gradually being reintroduced. I love beavers, guys. They are tremendous. They're the best energy. Two adult beavers were moved to net from Scotland last year, and their kits were spotted on camera for the first time this summer. Everybody was so happy. They were playing in one of the many ponds that their parents created for them. The resident ecologist at this estate said, "It's just the most exciting thing to know that beavers have bred here successfully, and that's the first time in 500 years that we can say that." Beavers are also being reintroduced now into Northamptonshire. The hope is that reintroducing them will also have a positive effect on British ecosystems as a whole, because their gnawing behavior creates homes for other creatures to flourish. You know, it's a wonderful interconnected world we live in, and everybody has its place, and every species does things so that other species may thrive. So that's just a great story. If you ever seen a beaver pond or watched beavers, you'll never forget it. And beaver wood is joyful. To find a piece of wood in the water that a beaver has gnawed on is just delightful. So anyway, I'm happy that the beavers are back in England. Well, Ecuador has officially established the Camino del Jaguar Conserve, which protects 528,000 acres of some of Ecuador's most biodiverse and threatened forests. Now, this area is home to 1,200 species of invertebrates, 2,200 species of flora, and the new conserve represents a sign of hope not only for the ecosystems that area, but also for an improved quality of life for the 12,000 families that live within the new conservation area. It's called the Path of the Jaguar. Although it didn't specifically mention jaguars being conserved, but nevertheless. And speaking of cats, 19 wildcats raised in captivity have been released at a secret location in the Scottish Highlands, the Highland Tiger. It's another part of another rewilding program, which aims to have around 60 wildcats roaming in the area just south of Inverness. They're known as the Highland Tigers. It's a highly endangered species that needs a very remote woodland to survive. It's the first time a predatory mammal has been deliberately introduced to the UK and comes after numbers of the species have been declining rapidly. Wow. Well, there is something called that people can do that develop talents that are that are outdated, such as somebody who knows how to make buggy whips, or in my case, when I was young, I was told how to make butter. I don't know if people today know how to make butter with an old-fashioned butter churn. It's very simple, but there are people who specialize in this. And deep in the forest of France's Burgundy region, a group of enthusiasts is now building a medieval castle the old-fashioned way with tools and methods from the late 13th century. Wow. Three area residents had the idea to build this castle called Guadeloupe in 1995. That's a long time ago. The first stones were laid in 1997. It's an example of experimental archaeology, which researches how people did things in the past by trying to imitate their techniques and then passing along those skills and knowledge so that the knowledge does not die altogether. Now, most of these workers on this castle have had a diploma in a heritage skill. That's what I was trying to say, a heritage skill. and everything is done by hand. They use old-fashioned tools and motorless vehicles, and the workers answer questions from visitors as part of their jobs. Now, more than 300,000 people visit this every year, and it brings in about $5.25 million to pay for the 100 staff members. The castle is finished. You ought to check it out. You can Google a 13th century castle in France and see what you can find out. Made by hand. It's a brand new 13th century castle. It's amazing. It looks real, like it's been there for all these years, but it's recently made. I just love the idea that some people are learning to do things that follow arts and crafts and techniques that are long lost. So many of us today don't know how to do anything. For instance, how many of you know how to clean a fish? I wouldn't want to clean a fish, but you know, if you ever had to go fishing, there are just certain skills that we probably should still maintain, but we don't. And in this case, this was archaeology or building from stones. It's cool. Well, in 2022, the National Forest Foundation planted 8,061,000 trees in the United States. They replanted an area larger than 18,500 football fields. It's the most trees the foundation planted in a single year, putting it on track to reach its goal of 50 million trees by the end of 2025.
Wow.
That's really close.
Yeah.
50 million. Oh, that will greatly help the environment, but I'd say they've got a ways to go. But that's what they're aiming for. They say they'll make it. We just ran into a person who said they were going to buy a Tesla car. They're all into electric vehicles. I'm coming into more and more people that like electric cars and that want to buy them or that are buying them and have bought them. And this year is shaping up to be the takeoff year for electric cars in the United States. Sales just passed 1 million for this year, and projections put the year-end total around 1.5 million. In 2024, more electric vehicles will be sold than in all the years between 2010 and 2022. We're off to the races now, because finally, electric cars are cheaper, they say, than cars powered by gas, or what some people call dinosaur juice. On the other side of the pond, roughly 270,000 new plug-in vehicles were sold in August in Europe, up 63% compared to the same month last year. And in Norway, numbers for September have just been released, showing that 87% of new car registrations in Norway are electric. Now, you know, at the same time, they're taking out a lot of dams to allow for the rewilding of rivers. I'm just wondering, I have read certain things about not having enough electricity for all of these electric cars. So I would appreciate if the news or somebody in, you know, would report on this a little bit more thoroughly, because it seems to me, I'm not so sure we're ready for all of these electric cars, but we'll see. Any of you that have any information about that or you know anything about it, send me an email. I'm curious what you found out. Well, it's amazing what technology can do. Sometimes it's terrifying, but sometimes it's really fascinating and really cool. And there's something called the Vesuvius Challenge. And it consists of trying to decipher or to find out the content of some scrolls that were carbonized by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 CE. It destroyed, as you know, Pompeii and the town of Herculaneum. A computer science student at the University of Nebraska found something on those scrolls, carbonized, mind you. How did she do it? Used AI, artificial intelligence. And the computer discovered the word, so it says, I can't say it, it's written in Greek, but let's just say it says nopupak. That's what it looks like in Greek letters. It's the ancient Greek word for purple. Her findings are part of a cash prize competition for deciphering this scroll. She won $40,000 for discovering the very first word. This breakthrough could open up hundreds of texts from the early intact library that survived from Greco-Roman antiquity. What do the carbonized scrolls say? The first word is purple. Let's see what else they find out.
Wow.
Well, a new climate change report is offering something unique, something wonderful we all want, hope. The International Energy Agency says that thanks to the extraordinary uptake of wind and solar in the last few years, there is still a path to reaching net zero emissions by 2050 and limiting global warming to 1.5 centigrade. What's changed? Well, one of the answers is that almost all previous climate models have failed to account for the exponential growth of renewables, including the purchase of electric vehicles. So, anybody tells you we're not going to make it? Well, Anastasia says, according to what she read, that they're predicting that we actually will reduce our emissions to net zero by 2050. That's really good news. I guess you all know that King Charles is sort of very earth-minded, according to all reports. He's thoughtful. He cares about Mother Earth. And in a reflection of that, King Charles and his passion for conservation have brought about 8 new coins in the UK's Royal Mint that have to do with the natural world. They're beautiful coins. They're really gorgeous. They're new designs. They'll be featured on coins ranging from 1 pence to 2 pounds, and they're going to start appearing across the country. These designs were approved by the king. They're inspired by flora and fauna and celebrate creatures such as the red squirrel, the hazel dormouse, and the bee. And they're really lovely. So there is coinage with Mother Nature on the coin. They're beautiful. I thought that was very interesting. Instead of faces of old worn-out presidents and dead kings and queens, they did living nature, and it's lovely. Well, this is my Halloween story. Okay, it's not Halloween yet, but we're getting close enough, and I find this, frankly, really terrifying. I don't know how you guys are going to think about it, but here it is. I'm old-fashioned, as you all know by now. A school in England has appointed an artificial intelligence chatbot as its principal head teacher. It's called Cottesmore School. It's a boarding school in West Sussex for boys and girls aged 7 to 13. And they have worked with an artificial intelligence developer to create a robot that they named Abigail Bailey to support the school's headmaster. But that's not all. The headmaster of Cottesmore, where fees, by the way, are $39,000 a year per student, is using the robot to give him advice on issues ranging from how to support fellow staff members to helping pupils with ADHD and writing school policies. Really? He needs AI to help him with that. The tech company working with the school says, quote, their vision for technology is to serve the school. Secondly, it has to increase face-to-face time for the humans in the building. It should increase the time that we spend together, and this program helps us do that. It increasingly helps teachers to be more pupil-facing by automating their marking and planning and giving teachers more time to actually focus on teaching and being with the pupils. The official said the AI principal has been developed to have a wealth of knowledge in machine learning and educational management with the ability to analyze vast amounts of data. The headmaster says this is not about replacing teachers, but giving him a hand. Part of the school's objective is for its AI bots to free up more time for teachers, and officials say that the school has the highest number of employees in its 130-year history. So we have all these extra teachers who have no time for students, and we're going to get an AI program to help us do that. Okay, well, he says we are stepping into the future while preserving the core values of traditional education. I'm trying not to laugh. The introduction of AI is not about replacing our dedicated educators, but about augmenting their capabilities and ensuring our students receive the best education. School management also decided to appoint another robot that they have named Jamie Rainier as a highly trained advisor on generative AI that will assist the school with AI strategy and planning. They created an AI robot to oversee their AI program. Part of Jamie's advice has been to provide all pupils at the school with their own individual AI robots to help them understand their individual learning styles and thereby help the children develop a deeper understanding of AI and how it impacts the world around them now and in the future. Well, it looks like this radical approach is likely to be copied by others, as in May this year, the school hosted a free conference on the topic of artificial intelligence. Tickets were snapped up within a day, so the team opened it up to a live national and international audience through live stream broadcast. Well, there's been a buzz around this event designed to assess the potential positives and negatives of artificial intelligence's future influence on education. But I will note that educationalists, did you know that's a word? let's just say teachers and educational professionals joined from Singapore, Scotland, Nigeria, New York, Hong Kong, Honduras, and many other places across the globe. Everybody's on the bandwagon. I will resist any further editorial comment.
Yeah.
Well, for decades, companies have added PFAS, which is an acronym for polyfluoroalkyl substances. They've put those substances into firefighting foams, food packaging, carpets and fabrics, water-repellent clothing, and nonstick pans. And in recent times, PFAS have become known as forever chemicals because there's been no way of getting rid of them until now. A startup company called Aguaga has successfully deployed a PFAS destruction unit, which they put on trial in Alaska. It would be fair to expect the destroyer of toxic forever chemicals to be this massive, intimidating device, in which case it's delightful to discover that this device that they're employing now is nicknamed Eleanor, here we go again, and is housed inside a modest 10-foot-long, 8-foot-wide shipping container. They say that through this innovative technology, companies like this can slash the lifespan of forever chemicals, removing toxic substances from water, making it safe for consumption again. Well, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. It would also be nice maybe if we went back to natural products like wood and, you know, rubber and metal. Yeah, that. Well, you all know about Fat Bear Week. You know about Fat Bear Week, don't you? Aria, you been watching that?
No.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to bring you the news then. there is a competition in Alaska. They call it Fat Bear Week. I follow that every year. You can get videos, live cameras on the bears as they're fishing in the river, catching their salmon, trying to fatten up for the winter. It's just lovely. It's 24/7. You can watch these cameras, watch the bears get the salmon. Check that out. But anyway, it's an annual celebration of success. And for bears, fat equals survival. I could be a bear. Anyway, each winter, bears go into hibernation and may lose up to one-third of their body weight as they rely solely on their fat reserves to survive. So their winter survival depends on eating 1 year's worth of food in 6 months. So at Katmai, this is in Katmai, Alaska, bears are drawn to the large number of salmon readily available from June through September. You can watch the salmon jump out of the water. It's beautiful. Salmon have long been the lifeblood of the area. Bears really have to have their salmon. The salmon has supported the Katmai people, bears, and all other animals. And bears are, when the bears are fat, that just exemplifies and shows the richness of the area, which is a wild region that is home to more brown bears than people, and has the largest, healthiest runs of sockeye salmon left on the planet. So I want to congratulate Mama Bear Grazer. Her name is Grazer. People name the bears, by the way. She attracted the most votes for the fattest bear. She got 108,000 votes. So Grazer is the fattest bear, and biggest is best. That's what I say. So there it is. It's just concluded. The competition is over. You can still probably see some of that on camera, live video if you check it out. Fat Bear Week, Katmai, you know, the National Park has a live camera going all the time. Check it out. All right. Well, my voice is about to give out, but I'm going to try and persist just a little bit more. Why you should leave your dead leaves on the ground. Well, when autumn leaves descend into your garden, and they will, mine have, there's lots of good reasons for leaving them there. Don't worry so much about what the neighbors think. These leaves provide a habitat for wildlife and create fertile new soil. The fallen leaves could have surprising environmental benefits, and While they're commonly considered an eyesore, they do enable the thriving microcosm of biodiversity by serving as a cover for the world's most species-rich habitat. You know what that is? Dirt. The soil beneath our feet hosts more than a half of all the life on Earth, and beneath piles of leaves, twigs, and bark, a variety of creatures flourish, from small reptiles such as salamanders and frogs to invertebrates like snails, earthworms, and spiders. Now, when these invertebrates consume leaf matter, they break it up into smaller pieces. Then, forces of bacteria and fungi decompose these pieces and convert them into valuable nutrients such as nitrogen, calcium, and sulfur that feeds trees and all other plants. These natural processes replenish the soil and contribute to the life cycle as dead plant matter transforms into sustenance for living plants. You may be thinking, well, what about my beautiful lawn? Well, a plant and soil scientist at the University of Delaware has three suggestions. Rake the leaves off and into your flower beds because letting the leaf litter cover the lawn doesn't allow light to penetrate and the lawn can keep it from photosynthesizing. So if you don't want the leaves to fully cover your lawn, let your lawn have some light, rake it over into the flower beds. And you could also use a mulching mower to cut the leaves into small pieces. That works good. If you do that, you're going to improve the utility of the soil, improve the life of your plants, just help the environment overall. You could also compost your leaves and put them back on the lawn and around your plants in springtime. And finally, a piece about cats. I love a purring cat. It reminds me of the om sound in meditation.
Right.
So what do cats and a singer called Katy Perry have in common? It's their vocal cords. According to new research, experts have long puzzled over how a creature as small as a cat can produce the deep resonance of a purr, when such vocalizations are usually only produced by animals with far longer vocal cords, think lion and elephants. Until now, the dominant theory was that cats' brains sent continuous bursts of signals to muscles in their throats, causing them to contract 30 times a second and producing a purr. After dissecting and carrying out tests on cats, that's a sad thing, but anyway, I'll continue. That was deceased domestic cats, by the way. Scientists at the University of Vienna concluded that felines use a similar technique to vocal fry, the croaky voice used by Singer, Perry, and others, which does not require a barrage of brain signals nor continued muscle contractions. Instead, pads embedded in the cat's vocal cords, fatty pads, add an extra layer of fatty tissue that allows them to vibrate at low frequencies. So, science has been wrong all along. It's not brain signals that contribute to a purring cat. It's their fatty vocal cords. So there you have it. Well, and finally, the real things haven't changed. It's still best to be honest and truthful, to make the most of what we have, to be happy with simple pleasures, and have courage when things go wrong. That is Laura Wilder who said that, and I couldn't agree with her more. We need a lot of courage these days. Stay positive. Focus on what's right, good, and true. Take pleasure in the simple things. Enjoy your life. And from my heart to each one of you, have a beautiful couple of weeks. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you today, and hopefully next time you could be able to understand me a little bit better.
Thank you, Ariel. You did fine. Thank you so much, Anastasia. Yeah, and we'll talk to you 2 weeks from tonight.
Sure. Good night now.
Okay, good night. Okay. Oh, let's see. Okay, I'm on the switchboard looking. Oh, there we go. It's like trying to shut that mic off. And now get Trin's mic open and Lavendar's mic open. Okay. Okay, are you both there?
I'm here.
I am.
Okay, great. Lavendar, go ahead.
Okay, Trin, thank you so much for being our guest tonight, and I know that you have a lot of new products that you have put together, and so let's just start talking about your beautiful products, and I have pulled up some of the questions on your website, so I wanted to let you start out by saying what Tibetan medicine is, and then if you go into terpenes and what they are, that would be good for our audience to get a hold of.
Yeah. Tibetan medicine is ancient. It's been around for more than 2,500 years. It's an unbroken lineage of Tibetan physicians and physician lamas that have had two-way communication with the botanical and mineral kingdoms and passed down that applied insight from teacher to student over all that time. It's very intertwined with natural medicine. They use crystals and toxic removed, specially treated precious metals. So really the medicines that come out of Tibet have been extremely effective for all that time and have continued to be improved. But what I've found in this experience in really immersing into Tibetan medicine is that it's the only system of healing I've found, possibly other than Ayurveda, that supports healing of mind, body, and spirit, not just addressing the physical ailments, but actually going deeper to find where the causes of those ailments are and to support the body into healing itself. Tibetan medicine has used botanicals and minerals for all that time. They've also understood and recognized that terpenes are the life force energy of plants and that they are lost at the time of drying. And in that loss, a lot of the healing potential of the whole plants are also lost. And so by reintroducing terpenes, which are isolated compounds found in plants, we increase the healing potential and have actually advanced the Tibetan system of healing. So we take the botanicals and reanimate them with the spiritual energy that existed in the plant before they were dried, and the effects have been phenomenal. They support healing on not just the physical, but the emotional and the spiritual levels as well. And so with this understanding, we've ventured into creating all kinds of new formulas and infusions and really building a system of healing that supports and works synergistically with each other, but it's also safe and doesn't cause any interactions with pharmaceuticals or, you know, other natural or herbal medicinal products. So I think now we have about 50 infusions and a lot of different Tibetan pills, and we've really tried to address every condition or disease or imbalance that we come across with a new formula or by bringing Tibetan pills from the monasteries into our distribution and distributing those in the West.
So let me ask you, I noticed that you have a paragraph on your website that talks about water versus oil base. Give us a little insight to how that works, because I noticed that you really use the golden ratio with all your products.
Yeah. We started out as a hemp CBD company. We really were focusing on the power of terpenes and how those terpenes can be brought into a synergy to increase and direct the healing potential of CBD, but we had no idea, really what was out there. We knew there was an ocean of healing with botanicals and minerals, but no concept of how to integrate them into what we'd already learned. What we learned in the process is that oil has a hard time crossing the blood-brain barrier. It makes the body work really hard to be able to absorb the medicine that's suspended in it, whereas water, which our bodies are made up of, 60%, is extremely effective at carrying the medicines and distributing them throughout the entire biochemistry without as much adversity and difficulty in getting it to the places where it's needed. So we switched from oil to water, and we've introduced botanicals into our CBD formulas as well as the terpenes, which really brings into a coherent balance the healing potential that we've been searching for and praying to be able to provide for people that addresses and supports their healing on a level that we haven't seen before. Water is also really special because it comes from Arkansas. We actually import water from the crystal grid there that runs through crystal caverns and is charged up with the energy of the crystals. And as Lavender has mentioned before, there's very, very unique and special codes that exist within those water that also help to increase the healing potential of all the products. But basically, water just has a higher bioavailability, and that's the major reason why we switched to it. Now, there's a lot of CBD out there in oil, a lot of different companies that are pretty much doing the same thing with no new innovation or insight into what they're doing, but incorporating oil into all our, or water into all of our formulas, replacing oil has increased the expression exponentially and also made it safer and more shelf-stable so that there's no degradation of the products before the shelf life has expired. Introducing the terpenes back into water infusions was not easy. It required using a new system of being able to emulsify the terpenes so that they integrate with the water. Terpenes come as oil-based. So this is not something that you would find really at all within botanical medicine in water or alcohol-based, the presence of terpenes. But we've actually created a system that allows us to, in an advanced way, nano-emulsify and micro-encapsulate the terpenes so that they are bioavailable and completely suspended within water. And so this within itself, it's called micelle technology. It's a very advanced way of doing things, and it brings these water-based formulas into our expression and makes it more available for your body to absorb and integrate into our biochemistry.
Oh, good. Thank you. Now, I have personally taken a lot of your products, and I've just pulled up on your website the products that I have taken. One is called Turquoise Dragon. Another one is White Elephant, White Tiger, and Golden Eagle. Those are the ones that I really have been using now for over a year, and I really love them. So any one of those products that you'd like to start talking about, I would certainly love to hear more about, especially the White Elephant, which really is the brain and health cognitive function. You know, me being hit by lightning three times, this product has really helped me a lot.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a story behind every one of our products. I think in previous shows that we've done, we've talked about my mother and about her brain tumor and loss of her vision and her healing journey, which was a full stop was put to her healing journey by the doctor she was seeing. They told her it wasn't possible to regenerate her vision, which she'd lost through a brain tumor. She'd stroked out and died on the table and came back really at a major deficit with her health, not just losing her vision. But she worked through that and, you know, got herself to a point where she could show up in her life and be present. But the blindness remained, the neurocognitive issues, the damage that had been done to her brain really took a toll on her emotional state, her ability just to connect with her family and to just, you know, feel like she wanted to just be alive, really. And so shortly after we started working with Amchi, our Tibetan physician, he asked what products we should make next, and I hesitantly told him, well, can we make something for Mom? And what we made for her was White Elephant. And I can tell you, she's regained more than 35% of her vision in both eyes. She just went to a doctor in Australia, a specialist, to have her neurons in her visual cortex mapped, and she's exceeded, again, their expectations, and she's actually developed sight where there's no neurons available. And so this is a really powerful formula. It works in the aspects described with my mom, but also has many other functions. We use White Elephant for people that have gene regulation or down gene regulation for dementia or Alzheimer's. It's also used by practitioners and doctors all over the country for regenerating and removing the degenerative effects of COVID that cause mind fog and brain lethargy. And for healthy people, it's a nootropic brain support. We've had, you know, people, I think, too, leave reviews for us and mentioned that this is like what they'd expect the Limitless pill to be. Some people maybe remember the movie that came out a while ago called Limitless, about a special pill that increased your brain's ability to cognize to 100% from 16%, which changed the woman in the show's life pretty significantly. And so White Elephant, really, for sick people, it will help to bring back clarity of mind, to regenerate degenerative conditions in the brain. But for a healthy person, it really expands awareness, increases flow states and the time that those flow states stay present, and brings into a clarity mind-heart coherence that really makes getting things done and tapping into creative intelligence and heart's intelligence makes it much more possible and also sustainable. The other formula that you mentioned.
Do you remember when I told you that you had sent me a whole big bottle of this, and I started slapping it on my legs from my knees down? Remember I told you that I was having some numbing sensations in my legs? Well, White Elephant just snapped it too.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Yeah. That was that's in the beginning stages of when you were trying this white elephant out. You asked me to try it out for you, and I did notice that when you put it on top of the skin, it has a whole different reaction.
Yeah, it does. And that's amazing and very intuitive that you did that. We've had people do that with Lyme fungus and mold formula and with turquoise dragon antibiotic to help with different skin irritations, and they work. They work better than anything that we have been able to experience in our research. We've tested other products and looked at what other companies are doing, and there's just nothing that's even close. And a big part of that reason is because of the presence of terpenes and the way that we combine and formulate them, but even more so the botanicals and minerals that come from the Tibetan Buddhist monasteries in Nepal and Bhutan and other countries, and just the complexity of the rare and precious botanicals that are being used. Some of our formulas have more than 50 botanicals in there, which are masterfully formulated with a synergy to integrate into the body's biochemistry to really support healing in a profound way. You mentioned turquoise. That's actually probably our most popular. It is our best-selling formula. That formula would replace about 70% of Western antibiotics. It's extremely powerful. It works for gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, removes viral infections, addresses spike proteins, and on a spiritual level, it acts as an energy and chi channel cleanser.
Yes, Tammy and I have used that in our teas, and it really, when we get a little head cold or something starts scratching our throat, I go, okay, we got to have our tea now, and we always put turquoise dragon in the middle of it. So you have come up with a new product recently. Is this the one that has ormus in it? Tell us about this new product.
Yeah, rose gold diamond shilajit. Shilajit is a really miraculous mineral supplement that comes from the Himalayas and found in different mountainous areas around the world. And basically what it is it's a bioaccumulation of all of the minerals that exist in the Himalayas. And so this substance, shilajit, has been described in the ancient Ayurvedic Vedic texts and also the Tibetan sutras as a destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. It's considered a foundational supplement for just about any healing protocol that a Tibetan physician would prescribe. It's extremely powerful for bringing the body's minerals into balance without leaving too much of one mineral and not enough of another. It also acts as a heavy metal detox. It'll help to remove heavy metals from the body. It has all types of benefits for thyroid, hormones. Really, for me, it's a super longevity formula. When I have a dose or a dropper of this, it'll increase my energy 3 or 4 hours for the day before I start getting tired. If I take it in the evening before I need to get up early in the morning to do something, I'll be waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. ready to go and full of energy. It's also extremely unique because of the other components that have been formulated with it. We have longevity roots and adaptogenics like cordyceps and astragalus and Siberian ginseng. The adaptogens really work at a molecular level and help to regulate and stable balance in our hypothalamic, pituitary, and adrenal glands, protecting and empowering our neurological systems, our endocrine systems, and our immune systems. But the beauty of it is it's been further empowered with monoatomic gold, ormus, which we create in our lab here. It's an alchemical process that was used all throughout Egyptian history, also throughout Sumerian history and Assyrian history at the time of Christ. It's also described as manna in the Bible. Monatomic gold ormus is extremely powerful, especially for starseeds. It helps to really bring energy systems, mind, heart, coherence, focus into a higher vibrational state and keep it there. We also include colloidal gold in this formula, as well as very special nano diamond powder, which comes from labs in Europe. And this nano diamond powder is used in cancer formulas and other advanced allopathic treatments. Has a host of benefits that they're still trying to figure out exactly what they are. But the presence of the nano diamond powder in this formula actually allowed it to test higher than any other herbal remedies that were tested at a recent Ayurvedic conference that we attended. They brought out an ancient Vedic energy testing device that was passed down in their sutras. One of the physicians there had created one. They tested four or five different herbal remedies before rose gold diamond trilogy, and they were testing it around 500 million to 900 million units. When they tested rose gold diamond trilogy, it went off the scale that they were using to measure the amount of energy. And so another physician came and did a manual test where he used this pendulum to swing, asking it what the energy level was. He took it from 900 million to 1 trillion, went from 1 trillion to 2 trillion, kept counting up until it got to 7.7 trillion units. And he looked at us with a dumbfounded look on his face and said, we've never seen anything like this before. Other than testing holy relics, they hadn't seen anything that had showed that much energy. In addition to that, they tested it about a week later just to see where it was at and to make sure that the reading was correct, and it had actually increased a few trillion units. So that the energy continues to build and expand, which is different to the other formulas that we have, and really pretty extraordinary.
Wow.
But in a cell, it's an extremely valuable source of trace minerals, very high in fulvic and humic acid, and it's especially nourishing to the brain, the nervous system, and the internal organs.
Wow. That's amazing. Do you have any stories that you can tell us about some of, you don't have to mention names of people that have taken the products, but do you have any patients or people, or especially starseeds, that have told you that they've had a certain condition, maybe like Lyme's disease or something like that, and that you've been able to give them this product and they've been able to come out of it? Do you have any stories that you could relate to that?
Oh, yeah, lots of those. Let me think of one that would be good to share. Actually, I can probably even read one for you. We've had, rose gold diamond trilogy, in addition to white tiger, which is an arthritic formula for nervous system regeneration and nerve dredging. Those two formulas, we've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I'll tell you one story. It was actually was referred to us by a starseed practitioner. She had a patient come to her business, and she was helping with other forms of alternative healing, but just wasn't able to address the fact that he was no longer able to walk. He was no longer able to breathe properly. He'd had cancer in his lungs. His lungs had shut down. Cancer had started metastasizing to other body systems, which had really degenerated even more, a previous injury of a back break and severe spinal damage. And so this gentleman started to use the rose gold diamond trilogy, white tiger, and a special Tibetan pill for regenerating the nervous system. And about 2 weeks after he'd started the protocol, I received a phone call from his doctor. And the phone call went something like this. He said, is this Jampa? I said, yes, it is. She said, you're treating my patient. And I said, well, we don't treat patients. We have customers, and we support them to address their own health and empower them to take control of their health, but, you know, we haven't prescribed anything to any patients or any doctors. And she said, well, I'm not upset. I'm actually just dumbfounded. And I said, well, what's happening? She said, well, he came in 2 weeks ago. He told me he was going to be taking these formulas. He just came in today, and he's able to stand. And I said, okay, was he not able to stand before? She said, well, he's been in a wheelchair, and he hasn't tried in a long time. I said, well, that's good. That's positive. She said, yeah, but not only that, I put him on the table and started to do some therapy with him, and his range of movements greatly increased. The cracking in his spine's gone. The inflammation that I could feel is dissipating, and he's got a smile on his face. And in addition to that, his PSI numbers for cancer have come down. Now, 2 weeks is a really short amount of time to be affecting cancer, but everything else was absolutely spot on. After the phone call about him had come to an end, she then said, well, I have some health issues. I'm 70 years old. I've been practicing medicine for 40 years. What do you have that can help me address my imbalances? And so we actually ended up recommending a protocol for her, and she bought 3 months worth of the products to address her own health. And so that's one example of just the profound healing potential that all of us have within us, and that these products can help to unlock and awaken and then support into a healing trajectory. Juan, a further update, has now completed his 3 months of the course. He's able to stand and do physiotherapy, walking. His cancer has rescinded to the point where it's no longer as much of a concern for his doctors. Stopped metastasizing to other areas of his body. And Juan's now become one of our greatest referrers. He calls at least every week or two and has somebody that is in his in his support group and his family that's also Native assistance, and he'll get them on the phone and help to establish a protocol for them, and he's even paid for some of those protocols now that he's able to go back to work to help others. And so that's...
That's an amazing story. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Now, do you have a lot of these stories written up as testimonials?
We do. We have a lot of the testimonials on our website, and we also have a Telegram page where we cut and paste them as we receive them. But, yeah, we're keeping track of them for sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. Tell us a little bit about the product called Golden Eagle for respiratory relief, because a lot of people are having a lot of breathing problems.
Golden Eagle's got a really cool story. I'll be quick with this one, but basically we had come up that we wanted to design a lung formula, but we weren't sure on a name for it. We bounced around a bunch of different names. Nothing really resonated. Then I went down to Utah to visit my parents on a business trip, and they had some intuitive friends of theirs that were there, and the evening one of them kind of just blurted out and said, "I have a message to give you. Do I have your permission?" And I said, "Sure." You know how that goes. And she said, "Well, Golden Eagle." And I said, "What about a Golden Eagle?" She says, "You have a strong resonance with Golden Eagle, and you'll figure it out." And I was like, "Okay, I'll figure it out." Well, I woke up the next morning to an email from OMG saying, I think that the name for Golden Eagle should be, that for the lung formula should be Golden Eagle." And I went, "All right, that's too much of a synchronicity and coincidence." And so we named it that. And we returned home, and a week later, my dad, who was at that meeting, he sent me an email, and he said, "Did you know that on the same day that you received the email from OMG, that the governor of Utah changed the state prey bird to the Golden Eagle?" And I went, "Okay." and we thought to see why he'd done that. There was no reason at all. He just woke up that day and decided to change that to change that to the Golden Eagle. And so Golden Eagle came lung formula specifically to treat COPD and cytokine storm damage that happened from the first bout of COVID. We use it with firefighters who have smoke damage, people that have been victims of the fires in the forests and suffering from smoke inhalation. I wish that we had this for Richard Lavender, because it's exactly what he needed. For smokers as well that are healing, it's extremely powerful for really soothing and allowing the lung tissue to heal, not just on a superficial level, but on a deep and long-lasting level. And that's also extremely beneficial for cold and flu season. Having turquoise dragon and golden eagle in your medicine cabinet will keep you away from the pharmacy and your body supported to, you know, move out whatever viral or pathogens that it may pick up during the cold season.
Do you have any testimonials that talk about people that have Alzheimer's or dementia and maybe how that they go in and have no memory, and then all of a sudden your product is working for them and then they start having memory? Do you have any testimonials like that?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now. It says, "My mother has dementia and was declining quickly, so we looked for ways to delay the onset. We found the non-CBD white elephant in the morning and with CBD in the evening worked and helped her to sleep in perfect harmony. She's still with us at home now and is three to five times better in this short time. You'll be amazed at this. It's unlike anything else we have found ever." And her name is Patience. So, yeah, white elephants, it's actually going through some studies right now with an Ayurvedic journal. They're studying it with some of their people. Actually, one of the doctor's mothers who has dementia has been suffering in India. So they've been testing this formula with different types of traumatic brain injury, different types of dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's been blowing the researchers away. In addition to that, this was using our first white elephant formula. We've actually increased the potency of this formula by 40%. And so it's even more powerful than it was before. It's suspended in water, super beneficial for the brain. White elephant has also helped a gentleman, an Ayurvedic practitioner who had a traumatic brain injury, ended up on full disability, couldn't speak more than 10 words without losing his train of thought. And we put him onto a protocol, and he's been kind of the golden boy for the Ayurvedic community since, because his memory is restored. He now helps with people in his circle and seldom able to get back to work and no longer on disability. So we've seen this be a really profound catalyst for healing for for a lot of people, and also just a super benefit and increase to regular cognitive function. You know, I took a dropper of this before our meeting. I thought, why not? I'll have some white elephant. I'll make sure my brain's ready to be for our interview. And if I go into a meeting or into a stressful environment where I need my mind to really be on point, the white elephant is.
That's a good thing to know. Also, yeah. I wanted to ask you about this healing heart that
yes.
you've discovered. I'm noticing it on your website. This is something new, isn't it? I don't remember seeing this before.
No, this is brand new. You know, I had suffered from PTSD for a long time, and I managed it myself and know what it's like to be trapped in your mind with just never-ending thought streams that aren't beneficial to being in balance and dealing with other people's energy and all the rest of it. And so this heart formula was really made to address the physical aspects of healing the heart, but just as much so the spiritual and emotional aspects, and you know, dealing with trauma and things like schizophrenia, bipolar, severe imbalances within the mind and the heart. You know, as we know, the heart, it generates an electromagnetic field, and that field, it permeates our whole body. So when the heart becomes activated with the high frequencies of love and compassion, its electromagnetic field becomes amplified and expanded, and actually a torus field activation occurs. The pineal gland sensitivity to electromagnetic energy causes it to begin vibrating and activating in concert with our heart. And so as these two organs entrain together, their combined higher octave vibration opens the third eye, increases inspiration, intuition, and helps to instill presence and awareness with our inner vision. It supports balanced administration of our bodies, of our field or chi energy, and specifically supports our dosha, or humeral lung chi, as it's described in Tibetan medicine, to flow within the central sushumna, nadis, meridians, and collaterals. But it also works to restore chi vitality to the heart and actually all of the organ systems. So it goes much more beyond just addressing the heart. We use it to establish a balanced state of mind and to empower a happy heart, which is hugely beneficial with the world we live in today. The adaptogens and the entourage of the botanicals that are in the formula really support the body to manage and remove any obstructions to energy, like stress or anxiety or depression, which we all feel from time to time. It can be taken, you know, just before bed, one dose a day for insomnia. Will actually help with sleep. And what I love about it is it really helps to address a wide range of imbalances within the mind, such as anxiety, restlessness, just being irritable, depression, stress, and other types of mood imbalances. We use this to support healing protocols for people that are diagnosed with SAD, seasonal affective disorder, ADHD, ADD, PTSD. You know, and it's effective for any of these conditions, ranging from mild to severe. It's not just for somebody who's got a little bit of a problem, but also somebody who has a big problem they're dealing with.
I'm really looking forward to trying this product. So, I've been having heart issues, so this is something I'm really anxious to try. Is Ormus also in this tincture?
No.
Is Ormus in there?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Under the healing heart. Ormus is in our Ethereum formula, which is pure Ormus with synergy enhanced terpenes. And that Ormus is actually created out of Arkansas water. And also in our rose gold diamond shilajit formula. And also in our external rose auric mist, which is Bulgarian rose with Ormus with Arkansas water with the terpenes.
So when Tammy and I are having our tea, I put in turquoise dragon, and then I put in the Ormus combination.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
that's been working really good. Yeah, but we're out of Ormus. We've used the last of our Ormus, so we're out. But we'll get some. So, yeah.
We'll get you some.
Okay, good. Well, I noticed what time it is. So I know that Arielle's on the other. She's over in Georgia, and I'm here in Arkansas, and you're in Washington. Isn't it something that the three of us can talk this way and be in so many different locations?
Yeah.
You know, if some of our grandparents or great-grandparents could see the technologies that we have on the planet, I think they'd be awfully freaked out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Trin, for coming on and talking to our audience about your products. And I'm here to say that they work. And for you starseeds, if you have not tried these products, give them a chance because they come from real high-frequency places, and you'll know them when you try them out. If they work for you, then they're for you. Your name is on that. So back to you, Ariel, and Trin, we'll talk later. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lemmer.
Okay. Wow. I mean, when was the first time you came to the Quest? Was it like 2016 or?
I think it was 2017. I came to the Quest, and Lavender said, you're going to be, at the time, we weren't even considering starting a company. We were just working, doing our thing. And Lavender, I can't remember the exact word she used, but she basically said, oh, yeah, you're going to have a CBD company, and you're going to be using this mountain. And I thought, wow. I could barely afford to make it to this Quest. I had to scrape the penny together to get here, and I have no way of starting a business. But, okay, I'm not going to judge it. I'm just going to leave it, and we'll see what happens. And I think it took about 2 years, but I remember showing up to a Quest, and Lavendora had a big smile on her face, and I could tell she was thinking, well, you did it, and I was thinking, well, we did it, and that was the catalyst that really helped to get things going. The Starseed Quest has been instrumental to this whole process for us. When we'd reached the threshold of what we were able to accomplish with our own understanding experience with terpenes and CBD and cannabinoids, I decided that I was going to go back to school and learn herbology and learn about different botanicals and minerals and figure out how to incorporate these into our offering. And my wife, Karina, she very, very matter-of-factly said, well, why don't we just manifest somebody who already knows all this stuff, babe, so you don't have to go and spend 6 years in school. And I thought, oh, well, that's a good idea. And so we just happened to be coming to a Quest, I think, a few weeks later, and so we decided we'd write it on our piece of paper for manifesting something for humanity. And we wrote down on our piece of paper during the Quest, we want to manifest a master of Tibetan medicine who understands botanical medicine that can help us to bring what we've created into our expression for our healing possible. Somebody that's in alignment with our Starseed mission and that is able to assist us. And, you know, we wrote it down there, and you throw it in the fire, and you kind of forget what you wrote down, but about 2 weeks later, Karina walked into my office and said, do you know somebody named Amchi? And I said, who's that? And she said, I got a LinkedIn message from somebody named Amchi. And he said that his guides have made him aware of us and that he wants to come and visit us at our facility and that he's interested in learning what we're doing about terpenes. And we at that time had no idea that Amchi met a master Tibetan physician. But I thought, well, you know, it's somebody that's interested, so let's meet him. And so it took about 3 months for that meeting to happen. We were able to communicate by email. But he showed up at our facility, and it was like meeting a long-lost loved one that you haven't seen in a long time, but you just feel the resonance of your connection.
Wow.
This life,
a lot of magical things have happened connected to the Quest. But just before we go much farther here, I just want to say that if anyone listening has a question for Trin, just pick up the phone and dial 917-889-8292, and then once you're in, press 1 so that we know you have a question. Excuse me. And if you're already on the computer, then just press 1. I mean, if you're already on our switchboard, just press 1, and we will we'll get you on the air with Trin. So I wanted to ask like a hypothetical situation. So someone hears about the Jamfa Tibetan pharmacy, and they don't know which products they need. So you had mentioned somebody called you, and you designed a protocol. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I have some experience using these products and in their creation, and so I understand what the biomedical applications are. And when people call, I help them to become aware of what's available and how the formulas can work in synergy with each other to address, you know, more often than not just one chronic illness, but multiple chronic illnesses. So we can build a protocol that addresses the complexities of, you know, many or multiple chronic illnesses, and bring that into a protocol that works in synergy with each formula, with each other formula, to support the body into healing each of those imbalances all at the same time. And so we have people that present with long COVID issues, their lungs are messed up, they can't think properly, their energy levels are depleted, unable to work. We'll put them on a protocol to remove the lingering effects of COVID, which uses turquoise dragon and blue lotus peacock. And then we will support their mind into balance with white elephant that we talked about earlier with lavender, and their lungs with golden eagle. And so they'll incorporate those three formulas or four formulas into a three-month protocol usually for a chronic condition. And that generally is enough time to instill and support a healing trajectory for that person to address all of those issues at once. And a lot of times people will complete their protocol and, you know, they don't need anything else. Some people like the idea of having support and taking things prophylactically, but some people are just happy with their new lease on life and increased health and vitality, and they move into more aware states of being and take care of their diet and their rest, you know, being in good environments, and those things tend to support that healing trajectory to continue without being beholden to taking something for the rest of your life, which really is our goal. We want people to find their path to healing, walk it with the support that allows them to be successful, and then continue that healing path with good lifestyle practices. And that's a really big part of Sua Rigpa and the teachings, is to incorporate different aspects of lifestyle into maintaining vibrant and good health.
So now you're based in Washington State.
Correct.
But our show is global. I mean, anybody with an internet connection can listen. So what if someone were in a different country? Do you do a Zoom consultation?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, if anyone is interested, would like more assistance, they can reach out by email, or we also have a chat box on our website. It's in the bottom right corner. You can just hit chat. Usually within a few minutes, one of our team will respond and answer your questions. We also have, I check my email every day, and I talk to a lot of people via email. So some people are able to speak on the phone, and they'll send an email with what they're dealing with, and we'll respond back with some supportive information for them to develop a protocol that will support their unique health conditions.
And with the material that you sent me, you included a promotional code for 20% off. So,
yeah.
And that code is Athena. And is that all capital letters?
It doesn't matter. It can be lower.
Doesn't caps matter.
Or
okay. Caps. So during a checkout process, there's a place where you would put in the promotional code to get the discount.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, excellent. And are you still, as you have always been, I imagine, dedicated to helping veterans?
Yes, we sure are. Yeah, we love helping veterans.
Okay. So now, besides these, do you call them tinctures, like the healing heart and weightless? Tell me about weightless radiance. We haven't talked about that one.
Weightless radiance is really pretty marvelous. When we made the first batch of that, I started testing it. I took one meal in a glass of water 30 minutes before my three meals for the day. And after about 2 weeks, I was in the bathroom, and I noticed my stomach was way smaller. And I was like, what is going on here? And I weighed myself, and I'd lost 20 pounds. I wasn't doing anything different in my diet. I wasn't exercising any more than usual. It actually worked so well that I started to have loose skin show up that I was like, all right, maybe I need to take a little less of this. But, you know, that I stopped taking it, and I've continued to lose weight. I've now probably lost about 28 pounds since that first 2 weeks that I used the formula. So the effects seem to increase my metabolism and bring my body into a place where I wasn't eating as much or any of the foods at the wrong times that can cause weight loss to be difficult. It really seemed to stimulate an internal intelligence for what I ate and when I ate, and that's continued. You know, it's infused with ingredients that enhance the functionality of really all of the internal organs. It helps to foster a balanced immune system, optimizes various physiological systems, you know, like the digestive, adrenal, lymphatic, endocrine, cardiovascular, urinary, excretory, even the reproductive and nervous systems. So it's very different to typical weight loss products. It doesn't contain any stimulants or caffeine. Really, weightless radiance, free from stimulants, and also it helps to prioritize hormonal balance. And so it's doing much more than just helping the weight to remove, but also supporting the different aspects of the body that, when in balance, will you know, stimulate and encourage us to eat healthy and the foods that make us feel good, not just the foods that taste good.
Right, right. Now, I have a friend that recently had to have a partial mastectomy, and fortunately it didn't spread, but she's looking at like 5 years on pharmaceuticals to make sure it doesn't come back. What would you recommend?
Yeah, well, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that we do work with a lot of cancer patients, and we have an extremely effective formula for cancer. It was made for cancer. It's called Blue Lotus Peacock. Blue Lotus Peacock, really what it does is it helps the body to identify and remove cancerous cells. And so for somebody that has a susceptibility to cancer, maybe it's in their family, and or they have heightened levels that their physician is worried about, taking Blue Lotus Peacock on a regular basis will keep cancer from proliferating and also from metastasizing when it's already present into other parts of the body. It's a botanical immunotherapy formula, which, you know, there's versions and types of immunotherapy that exist within Western medicine, but this immunotherapy formula is a little different because it works directly with your body's biochemistry. It has the ability to help modulate immune function, to increase immune function and support it in that way, and also to modulate immune function when it's too high, when it's for immune disorders that need it to be reduced, the immune function. And so it will adapt to what your body needs. It also helps to keep the blood clean and to remove spike proteins. When cancer is potentially moving through different body systems, or it's become embedded in a specific system and is getting worse, we use a combination of Blue Lotus Peacock and Turquoise Dragon. And we alternate those doses every 4 hours, and that is extremely effective for assisting the body in removing those cancerous cells, but also repairing the damage that has been caused by the cancer in the various body systems that it affects. And so I recommend for her to use a protocol of Blue Lotus Peacock and Turquoise Dragon for 3 months to eradicate the cancerous cells from her body. And then because of what the doctors have said, putting on a lengthy medication, I would suggest using just one dropper or one dose of Blue Lotus Peacock every day prophylactically, and that will keep her body fortified and supported to keep herself cancer-free.
Now, did you say Blue Lotus Dragon?
Blue Lotus Peacock.
Okay, that's what my ears heard dragon. It's like, wait a minute, because I'm writing this down. I was like, oh, did I write the wrong thing? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. There's a person that I think has a question, but I'm waiting to find out from our producers if it's on topic. So so if someone listening wants to learn more, to go to jampha.com, jamphacom, and if you already know what you want, then they just go to the checkout and then put the promotional code Athena to get 20% off. And if they don't know, you know, what's appropriate, let me ask you this. If someone just decided they wanted something and it wasn't what you would have recommended for their particular situation, it would just help them with something else and maybe you know, miss the mark, but it wouldn't do any harm if you bought the wrong one.
No. The basic premise of Tibetan medicine is to do no harm. And so
exactly,
none of these formulas
interact
with each other or pharmaceuticals or anything else that you're taking. They're very safe, and there's an intelligence to them that you won't find in other formulas that really allows the body to integrate and to adapt to whatever situation without causing any stress or increasing the discomfort. So we use these, physicians use these with their patients that are sometimes on half a dozen to a dozen other medications, break the infusions into their pill regimen. And, you know, we've never had any calls or any reports of anything adverse happening. Only calls of beautiful experiences and people support. Right.
Well, that's what I would expect.
Yeah.
Okay, our caller is ready, and we're going to be talking to Sarah, who is wondering about EMF issues and looking for a remedy. So let me get your mic open. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for calling in.
Hey. Hi. So I'm so excited to hear all this. So curious if you have any remedies for people who suffer, who are vulnerable to not only the radio frequency radiation, but the magnetic fields from dirty electricity. The DE is actually a very potent EMF that's emerging and comes with the solar. The solar and electric cars have intense DE. So we're just wondering, what are the remedies for the people who suffer from EMF issues? That is the kryptonite for starseeds, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you. Thank you for calling in, Sarah. To answer your question, white elephant, which we spoke about a little earlier, one of its functions is actually EMF remediation. So when I travel, I take white elephant after I go through the scanners at the airport. I've been around all that, and very, very effective. We also have bracelets, which are made from shungite, which has EMF absorbing and protective properties. And then also they're chakra bracelets. So there's eight crystals on there that resonate with seven chakras and an eighth crystal, which helps to align all of those energies together, called relay quartz. So, you know, these bracelets, I have them on now. I actually created them for myself because I was very sensitive to other people's energies, and I've talked to a lot of people going through, you know, different really stressful experiences in their life with their health, and these have helped to keep me balanced and grounded and protected from the negative effects of EMF when I'm out and about in the world and around the areas where there's a lot more EMF than other places. So two things would be the white elephant intrude infusion.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll look into that, the white elephant, and because I have colleagues who are vulnerable, and including people who can't really leave their homes.
Yeah.
Without, it's gotten to that point for some people.
Yeah. But to that point, I would recommend a combination of actually white elephant and healing heart. Healing heart addresses the electromagnetic field and its influence on our body and our organs.
White elephant and healing heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking the white elephant in the morning and the healing heart at night, doing that at least one dose of each, and for extreme cases, two doses each. They can be alternated every 4 hours. If a chronic condition for somebody, they haven't been able to leave their house for a long time. Usually 3 months is enough time to see that rescinded and to get their quality of life and ability to show up in the world. For people that are just dealing with it on an acute basis from time to time when they're involved in different environments, usually 30 days is enough time to mediate the body.
So the healing heart is for people who have much more of an intense reaction? Because there are people who have different reactions, some to RF, some to radar, some to electric fields and some to magnetic fields. There's people who are fine with one and not fine with another.
could you speak about that, or is it the same remedy for all?
It's the same remedy. They're adaptogenic, nootropic formulas, both of those. So they work with the body's needs. Really, the intelligence of your own biochemistry is bringing those formulas to the body systems in the areas that need the support. You know, everybody's different. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what's going on sometimes, especially with things like EMF. But these two formulas work really well in concert together and will address most, if not all, of the negative aspects of EMF radiation.
Yeah, usually with the sensitivity to EMF, there often is an inability to methylate metal, or there's also the need to actually remove amalgam, dental amalgam, because the person becomes conductive with metal in their bodies. So I'm curious if that addresses the heavy metal issue or if that's a separate thing.
That would be the rose gold diamond trilogy, which also is an adaptogenic formula which helps to balance all of the mineral all of the minerals in your body. It also, you know, I had leg surgeries to save my time ago and ended up with a bunch of hardware in there. The coating around the screws that they use, my body was working.
Hang on, Trin, you're fading out. There's some background noise there. Say it again.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was speaking about my leg. So, you know, I had metals inside my leg that were dissolving from the screws and the plates that had held together for the last 10 years. And when I started to use Shilajit, those, I could actually feel within my fascia the pieces of that metal starting to dissolve out of my injury. And the little pieces of metal in the different areas that taking apart, some of them were causing some inflammation and just soreness, and I was a little worried about that, but taking the rose gold diamond trilogy for 3 months when we first created that formula brought my minerals back into balance, helped remove the metals that were stuck in my system, also increased my hormonal balance, testosterone levels, a whole host of other benefits that go with that one. But they call it destroyer of weakness, trilogy, because it removes contributors to the body that are causing weakness and heavy metals drift.
Thank
you.
That's
wonderful.
You're welcome.
Does that answer your questions?
I think so. I mean, I think so. It's, I mean, the body's a complicated thing, for sure. And I apologize. I'm being very bad. I'm doing this on route for my job. I apologize for the noise.
Okay, well, Sarah, thank you for calling in, and it's nice to hear from you again. And
yes, but
just remember when to use the Athena code, I mean the promo code Athena, you know, for anyone listening to this show, to get a 20% discount.
We have a cap for practitioners as well, so if anyone has their own business supporting other journeys, or even just want to support their own family and close networks, we can send you a catalog which gives more information on each of the products as well as the biomedical applications, and really give you an overview of everything that we have to offer.
Okay, well that's great. Well, Sarah, thank you for calling in, and I hope you go through it and find the last little thing you need to get completely free of that EMF issue.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, that's where the noise was coming from. Well, she said she was in the car.
Yeah.
So I'm just so excited. I mean, you have traveled light years since your first quest.
Yeah.
I mean, just light years. Yeah, and I mean, and you, your wife Karina, your father David, and your mother have all come to the quest. And it's a beautiful thing to see a whole family.
yeah, it was a really wonderful experience. I honestly didn't think my parents would come to something like Quest, but their minds and their hearts continued to open up, and when we offered them the chance to come, they both jumped on it right away, and I was extremely grateful. I had a wonderful experience with them, and we've talked about all of us coming.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and your mom is Mary Ann, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, her name came to me a little bit delayed. So, yeah, it was a pleasure to meet all of you. So we have one more caller, and this will be the last call we take tonight. But you will talk to Valerie about ringing in the ears. Hi, Valerie. You're on the air with Trin.
Hi.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you have any product that could help that ringing in the ear vibrations.
Are you talking about tinnitus or just ringing in the ear?
I guess it's tinnitus.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know it's a vibration that's in my ear. And sometimes there's a clicking sound and different things.
Yeah, let me, we have some Tibetan pills that actually address this. I'm just going to go and look real quick to make sure I give you the right information. I believe it is Agar 35. So we also are the distributors of traditional Tibetan pill medicines, and also their heightened level of pharmacology, which are called Rinchen Precious Jewel Pills. And Rinchen Precious Jewel Pills, I think I mentioned earlier, contain crystals that are supercharged with high vibrational energy, as well as botanicals and minerals, things like coral, toxic removed gold and silver metals that assist in the healing process. So for star seeds, these will really resonate because of the presence of crystals and just the heightened vibrational energy within them. But there is one specifically that is called Agar 35, and Agar 35 is used for stress and anxiety and just calm states, but it is also effective for tinnitus.
Now, how do you spell that?
Agar,
A-G-A-R 35.
Yeah, those pills you can take whenever that happens, or you can take it, you know, prophylactically to help resolve the issue long term. But generally, two pills once a day should be enough to address what you're dealing with.
Okay. Is that on your website as well?
The Agro 35, it just sold out on our website. But thankfully, we have multiple options for things like this. Another formula that will also work is the ZAT, which is spelled DZA space TI 20.
Say that again.
DZA space TI 20. It's called ZAT 20. And this formula, it's made for soothing the nerves, supporting circulation, enhances well-being. It's really good for getting a peaceful night's sleep. It's also used to address a range of symptoms related to blocks in the central life channel, which tinnitus is one of them. So when you remove those blocks, the tinnitus goes away. You know, it's also effective for back pain and breathing issues. But that one will definitely... Melly?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. And thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Valerie.
One other question. How long will it take before I see the effects of the product?
It varies for every person, and it depends on whether it's an acute or a chronic condition. But for something like tinnitus, you should see effects really, really quickly. You know, if you take it after you've experienced tinnitus, you know, you're going to feel the tinnitus start to dissolve and to balance itself over the course of a few weeks. It shouldn't take much longer than that. But to really address it long-term, 30 days of continuous use is what I'd recommend. If it was a chronic issue, you'd had your whole life, potentially up to 3 months. But I think for you, Valerie, you're going to find that it addresses the tinnitus as it shows up, and you'll be able to take it and have that dealt with pretty quickly.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
You are excellent. Welcome. And there's also one other pill which works for tinnitus, which I'll mention so you can keep that in your notes, and that is called Agar 20. And Agar 20 is actually made for anything to do with the brain, headaches, migraines, and all types of neurological disorders. So that one is actually a go-to whenever we're dealing with somebody that has severe and chronic migraines or tension headaches.
Okay. Great.
Great. Well, thank you again for calling in, Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Don't forget to use Athena for your discount.
Oh, absolutely.
Your discount code. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Trin, it has been such a pleasure to have you on and get kind of brought up to speed because, I mean, you have just grown so quickly with what you can do, what you know, and your team. Just really knocking it out of the park. So on behalf of everybody, I say thank you.
Yes, well, it's absolutely a pleasure. Thank you very much for all of your support and all of the Starseed support we've had from before we were even getting going. We feel very blessed to have our Starseed family, and the support that we felt has been immense and wonderful. And so thank you and to the whole team.
Yeah, well, you are part of our family, and I look forward to the next time we meet in Arkansas.
Yes, I do as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, Trin.
You're welcome. I'm welcome.
Okay.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that is it for us tonight, and we will be back in 2 weeks. And until then, remember, hold gratitude in your heart and show compassion instead of judgment. Until next time, good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.